Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here. And apparently, they completely rebuilt the Audioboo app again for Android. Once again, it's pretty slick looking. I'm recording right now, and the voice-o-mom-a-da-bur-bur-bur-bur-bur, or whatever you call it when you know what I'm talking about. That looks pretty cool. They asked me what my interests were, again, and I told them what my interests were, again, and it seems like now there's a new Your Radio feature, which hopefully will only play Booze by you guys, because I know with the last app for the Android, it would get a few of your guys's and then a whole bunch of random shit that I really didn't want to listen to. So, we'll see how it goes with this new app. I'll be playing around with it. And I know I've been absent from Audioboo lately. It's just, things have been really, really hectic and busy at the plant. Number one, once again, I am studying for my Class 2 license, which is a test I have failed a couple of times before. Because they deliberately make it very, very hard. Because the EPA in Ohio basically has a goal of a 34% passing rate. Oh, wow. And if too many people pass, and I think in the spring, 42% pass the test. So they deliberately are going to make it a lot harder, which means I'm going to study a lot harder.
That sucks.
So I can pass this test. Because the EPA sucks and they want our $120 twice a year. Because they are capitalist pigs. No, I'm just kidding. We're building a new. I'm not building it. I'm an operator. They are building a new polymer system for our centrifuge area. It looks like it's almost ready to go online, but of course, with new processes, it's going to go online and probably crash and fail, and it's going to have to be reset and rebuilt. So we're probably looking at another 4 or 5 months with the temporary blending units that we all love so much, because getting the polymer to water ratio. It's so easy. Oh, by the way, I'm at Crimson Cup Coffee Shop in Columbus, Ohio. That's what the grinding is behind me. Along with that, management's also screwing around with the section rotation again. And of course, all the old guys who are used to being in one section are whining like little kindergartners, and it gets a little bit irritating. Kind of like that gets a little bit, but anyway. So, enough about all that horse shit. Gina and I are having coffee. I'm having black coffee. She's having a pumpkin spice latte frozen thingamabobber. And it is quite good. We also shared a Mississippi mud. They call it Mississippi mud cake, but it was more like a brownie. But it was very good. It had a little, it was like a chocolate brownie, kind of like a salted chocolate brownie. It was good, and it had a marshmallow and like chocolate chips and stuff on the top. It was really good. So we've had a fun last few days. Yesterday we went and got wings, and then went to the library. Gina got some books, and I returned King Lear. And King Lear was very good. I would still say, you know, I've been doing this thing where I've been reading Shakespeare, because I took, you know, being, yeah. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to take a little sip of coffee to reset my brain. Ah, yes, that's much better. I read Shakespeare a lot in high school and college. But it was always for classes, and I've always had to write papers and take tests on it, so it's not like I was reading Shakespeare for pleasure. So now I'm taking the time to read some of the Shakespeare plays for pleasure that I read. The only play that I don't have a desire to read again is Romeo and Juliet. Because even though I read the plays for high school and college, I did enjoy them, even though I was reading them with scrutiny and with through the filter of education. Now I'm just reading it for myself and getting what I want to get out of it rather than trying to find what the teachers want me to get out of it. But with Romeo and Juliet, I remember that not being, even though it is Shakespeare's most taught play, most literary critics agree it's not his best play. Most people argue between Hamlet, Macbeth, and Julius Caesar, and Richard III. And there's some people that would also challenge Henry VIII, or Henry V. One of those, yeah. But so far I've read Julius Caesar, Macbeth, The Tempest, and now King Lear. And I enjoyed all four of them. Of the four, it's tough to pick a favorite. King Lear was very, very good, but, well, it's a tragedy, so obviously it's going to be tragic. But it was sad. Macbeth was very good, but makes you hate people, like, a lot. I would say Julius Caesar was one of my favorites, and The Tempest has always been one of my favorites of Shakespeare's. I don't know which one I'm going to go with next after I'm done studying, because I've got so many books to read. As a matter of fact, Gina and I went to Half Price Books today, and I found a copy of Rendezvous with Rama by Arthur C. Clarke that I've been wanting to read for a while. And I'm also gotten hooked into this series of books called The Witcher, which were written by, I forget his name, he's a Polish writer, and they've been translated into English.
It's a kind of unpronounceable name.
Yeah. Which is good, because I don't speak or read Polish. So, they're very, very good. It's Halloween time, so I'm reading Phantom of the Opera. And yes, it was a book. Andrew Lloyd Webber did not write Phantom of the Opera. I know I say this every year, but it's the truth. Phantom of the Opera was written by Gaston Leroux, and Andrew Lloyd Webber adapted the novel into his play. And people always forget that, and it makes me insane. But no, I'm reading the novel, and I'm always looking for the newest issue of Mad Magazine, because I know it's juvenile and kind of stupid, but it's funny and it makes me laugh. And I think that's what counts. So we're going to finish our coffee. We're probably going to swing around to Bethel Road and go to the costume shop to start getting ideas for our costumes. I have a rough idea of what I want to do, but want to do something a little bit more elaborate for Gina, because we did kind of cheap out on her costume last year, but this year we're gonna do something cool. We'll try to do something to incorporate that velvet cape you got last year, though, because that is a cool costume piece.
Cool.
You want to do makeup this year?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out. So anyway, I hope everybody is doing well. It's finally cooled down here, and I'm probably gonna actually. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to dig my trench coat out of the car because I've got it with me and put it on. Or maybe I'll just dig it out and look at it. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, we're going to go do that. I hope everybody's doing well. With Bob in Black Boots saying, pick your favorite adjective and have that kind of a day.